Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
We're going to tear through the latest articles that students are engaging with today in The Juice. This deep dive is really tailored to give you, the parents and teachers, the key knowledge and maybe some conversation points to jump right into those discussions.
And it's necessary, yeah, because the material is just all over the map. We're moving from, you know, social justice programs in prisons all the way to global economics, space travel.
And public health. A lot to cover.
A lot.
Okay, let's unpack this. We can start with a really powerful human story.
Yeah, that first one.
The article is Daddy-Daughter Dance Reunites Families at Angola Prison. It covers the first event of its kind at the maximum security facility in Louisiana.
Right, and it was organized by a ministry, God Behind Bars.
Yeah.
They allowed 29 inmates, the ones with good behavior, to reconnect with their daughters.
In this really intimate, kind of dressed-up setting.
And the real insight here, I think, is how it targets that deep intergenerational pain that comes from incarceration.
It's that idea that the family is doing time, too.
Exactly. One participant, Leslie Harris, he called it a very special moment.
Which really makes you think, if a single event can have that much positive impact, what does that say about the role of these kinds of restorative programs in the prison system?
A great question to explore. Okay, moving from social dynamics to global logistics. The next article is, despite tariff war, China posts record trade surplus.
A record surplus. So despite U.S. tariffs as high as, what, 147%?
Yeah, China announced a stunning $1.2 trillion trade surplus for 2025.
That means they exported way more than they imported. It's a historic imbalance.
So the question is how? I mean, how did they pull that off when tariffs hit the U.S., which was their top partner for so long?
Well, they offset a 20% drop in exports to the U.S. by diversifying aggressively.
Exports to Africa were up 26%.
Southeast Asia, 13%, and Latin America up 7%.
It just highlights their dominance in international supply chains. But, and this is the key point, economists are cautioning that this heavy reliance on exports, it makes their domestic economy vulnerable.
Vulnerable to global fluctuations, right? So two things to discuss there. One, the delayed effects of trade wars. And two, why having a surplus that high might actually be a risk.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking of high stakes, let's look at medical evacuation prompts NASA to cut short ISS mission.
Yeah, this is a big one. NASA conducted its first ever medical evacuation in, what, 65 years of spaceflight?
Bringing four astronauts home from the ISS a month early because of an undisclosed health concern.
And while the crew member is reportedly doing fine, which is great news, the immediate cost was that they had to scrap planned research and tech demos.
This was NASA's first, but not the first ever, right?
You know, the Soviets had similar retrievals back in 1985. But it raises that big question. How do these unexpected events impact long-term scientific goals?
And that focus on scientific rigor is a perfect transition to our next article.
It is. Peer review slows suggestions that microplastics are rife in human body.
So the initial headlines were pretty alarming. They suggested microplastics were basically everywhere in the human body, even the brain.
And while microplastics are, you know, certainly everywhere in our environment, the studies themselves are now facing some caution from scientists. The detection methods are still, well, they're still evolving.
For example,
a big study in Nature found plastic in cadaver brains. But it was critiqued because of the tools they used can apparently give false positives when they encounter natural brain fats.
So it might not have been classic at all.
It might not have. It's a perfect example of why peer review is so vital and a great conversation starter for media literacy. Like, what do you do when the experts seem to disagree on new health information?
That's a critical skill.
Okay, and we can finish the health segment with some very encouraging news.
Finally, U.S. cancer survival rate tops 70% for first time.
This is a huge improvement. I mean, up from just 50% in the mid-70s, it's the highest recorded in 75 years of data.
And it's credited to advances in research and public health campaigns like anti-smoking education.
Right. An estimated 4.1 million deaths have been averted since 1991.
But the report does have a warning. Certain cancer rates are rising, and there are still these major discrepancies among minorities.
Yeah, Native Americans are twice as likely to die of certain cancers than white people.
So that brings up a really important discussion on the ethical and logistical challenges of making sure these incredible advances actually reach every single group equally.
Absolutely. And that brings us to our quote of the day, which sort of ties it all together. It's from Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Working with other people just makes you smarter. That's proven.
I mean, if you connect that back to everything we just talked about, building supply chains,
ooh,
validating health claims, managing an emergency in orbit, collaboration is the only way any of it gets done.
That is a powerful thought to leave you with. Thank you for participating in this deep dive into the information students are encountering today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.